Judges 19 to 21 is one of the darkest and most disturbing passages in all of Scripture. To summarize, a woman is horrifically abused and killed, a nation is outraged, and justice gave way to vengeance. A civil war breaks out and nearly wipes out the entire tribe of Benjamin, and in a twisted attempt to fix it, more violence and sin follows. It's tempting to skip over chapters like this, but they serve as a sober warning for us today. The final line of the book says it all. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. When God is no longer the standard, and truth becomes a matter of personal preference, chaos and destruction will follow. And what we have here in these chapters is a moral compromise and collapse of massive proportions because of the absence of godly leadership. But this isn't just Israel's story. It could be ours too, if we aren't careful. When we push God to the sidelines and justify anything we think, want, or feel because it seems right to us, we drift into the same dangerous territory. Culture will tell us to follow our truth, but Scripture calls us to follow God's truth. Our King Jesus shows us the way. He is the truth and He is the life, and we are to surrender and follow. And this King promises to one day return to redeem all the despair and destruction. So what do we do with a passage like this? Admit that without Jesus, we are capable of the same evil. We let His word be our North Star, and we let this story stir a holy grief over the brokenness of the world, but not without hope, as we long for the one who will one day make all things right.